Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers five times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I would say the biggest parenting win you can do is teach your kids how to communicate and teach them how to like actually have a conversation about what they're thinking and feeling.
Drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat, drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hey ho, it is Podcast Tuesday.
Yeah! We're recording this on a Monday, and in Canada, it's actually a holiday.
Holiday Monday, and then this will go out tomorrow, and, you know, I feel like good things are coming.
I do, too.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
I feel the energy. I feel the positivity. I feel like, you know, yesterday we were walking down the street, and my daughter, I'd gone for a long walk with the dog or whatever day, and she goes, I forgot about COVID.
No!
And I was like, oh, my, I love that you had a moment where it wasn't on your mind, and because she saw someone walking with a mask and, like, jump out to the side. She's like, I totally forgot about it.
Did you see the guy when we were in the fruit and veggie market with the mask, and he was talking through the mask like that? I mean, obviously he's a compromised health or something because his daughter was there and she barely had a mask on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. But that was scary.
I've seen a lot of those.
They sound so scary.
I know. So they had like a gas mask on, like a gas mask, like with like the things and it like they, yeah. So no, my daughter was like, I forgot. And I was like, good. You shouldn't be thinking about it. You should forget. You're a kid.
I think it's so crazy, honestly, how much I have in the beginning, watch the news. I would watch Trump. I would watch Cuomo. I would watch my news every single day, multiple times a day. I would have the news on because I was just so curious about what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I have not watched the news in so long that I almost feel like, although every time I turn it on or hear about it, it's nothing new. Tuesday's gonna be something new. Can I grab my coffee from under here?
Yeah, go for it. Here, let me.
Oh, is that it?
No, that one's empty. Hold on. Go for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't. I just know that I read this crazy article yesterday, okay, about when COVID, because at nighttime I sometimes like to just know if I've missed anything and if there's anything. Yeah. Really, I'm more concerned about the kids. And if there's this thing about the kids, like, what is it?
And school's a big one, yeah. And schools and camps.
And this sickness that affects kids. And is it like, what?
What color was that sweatshirt before?
Gray. The girls fucked. This was a fail.
What, did they dunk the whole thing in green?
I don't know what happened. Anyways, I actually don't mind the color.
Me neither, but I was this thing. I've never seen you in that color.
Yeah, no, it was gray before. So I was reading it, and they were like, so I was like, when will COVID end, and will it ever end, and will they figure out the kids? Because now the kids are on the table a little bit, but they're not sure. And I do have one that I would be concerned about. I would be concerned about one in my family. Actually, majorly concerned about one. So they were like, well, here's the thing. When will the disease end, and when will society decide that they're done with dealing with the disease? And they were like, they went through like a historical thing of where.
What did they conclude?
So basically human nature is people fear, and then they're like, fuck it. Okay. Like, so they get to a point where society is no longer like, they decide that they're no longer fearful. So the pandemic works because people are scared.
Okay.
But then once they stop being scared, they start to resume life.
Oh.
So even back in like 1800s when there was a pandemic, or 1900s, early 1900s, they still had people going out to party.
Okay.
But they use different words, being like they were boisterous and joyful. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So people were handling it the same way people are handling it now, where some people are like, you know, just interesting. Human, you can't fight human nature.
Well, and I also think it's like, I find it's very interesting to see different people's personalities.
Yep.
And honestly, like, you see all those people in your life and how everybody kind of handles it a little bit different. Some people handle it the same, but the way they talk about it is different. You know what I mean? Like, I would say, like, my mom has been very much like staying inside and stuff like that. But like her voice is not of concern or fear. It's of annoyed.
Right.
Whereas, you know, some people are very, you know, they stay in, but they're very concerned. And then there's people who go out, but speak concerned. You know what I mean?
Well,
there's just so many different personalities. It's so unique.
I think that's what I'm trying, as a social scientist, as you and I are, and like as people, someone who likes to watch society and like learn human. I love human behavior. Mm-hmm. I think it's fascinating. I'm like, how can some people be wide open? Like, there's pictures of bars packed, drinking brunches.
Where?
I think it was like St. Louis. Like, there's a bunch of them that are just like wide open, like Wisconsin, okay. Like Minneapolis, like just wide open. Okay. If you see the pictures, okay? And planes full, like in the States, like going from like new. And I'm like, it's just so. And we're afraid to go for, well, like in Toronto specifically, if you walk by someone like even closer than 6 feet, people are like, oh my God, like
you'd rather get, basically people are choosing to rather get hit by a car in the middle of a road.
Yes.
Than come near someone and either give them or get COVID.
Yeah. It is. So to me, I'm kind of like, I'm watching and my brain's trying to comprehend, how can we have the same thing all over the world, but it's so different because we're all connected by this one thing.
Yeah.
But even within one country, everyone's doing it so differently.
I know.
So I'm just, for me, I'm like just watching this and I'm like, and everyone can share, where before, maybe back in the day, you couldn't share because there was no social media.
Right.
So now I can look at St. Louis and see all these people or wherever it was going for brunch and then nothing happening. So then in my head, I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? It's just super, it's like, this is like a social experiment, like none other.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So real social scientists, they must be, oh, why are they closing the garage?
I mean, maybe they were having
some interrupters.
Totally.
No, but it's all going to be very interesting. But you know, we did an interview with one of our papers, and we were together yesterday, and we were filling out the rest of the questions. And you know, when you were answering about you know, why people resonate with this, and you know what we bring to them, and why the friendship between our audience and us is real. Like we take all of your comments like to heart, because we trust you, and you've been with us for so long, and you trust us. Oh my gosh, Oklahoma Governor Kevin eats at a restaurant. Oh, Kevin and his kids.
I just think there's pictures everywhere of like of just people. And listen, I'm not judging. I'm not, because like,
well, obviously the rules. It's not like he's breaking the law there. Those are the rules.
Everyone just doing their own thing. So I'm just kind of like with no mask, with that no eczema. Anyways, yes. So you were answering the questions.
So yeah. And when we were like, it's the relationship that you know keeps people around, because we value them as much as they value us, and also that we're able to bring a little fun no matter what the time. And during COVID, what we can bring to these people is not only like inspiration through our mentorship program and our webinars.
Yes.
Okay. So like knowledge that we have, sharing.
Yes.
Teen and tween, we're going through hard times. We're bringing help to them because we need help for us. And then Late Night Live, like bringing joy, because no matter what the case, there's always room for a little bit of joy. And that's what we're, like we say we're the party starters, but really part of our business is just to make people happy.
Just to make.
How amazing is that, that we created a job where we get to make people smile and make people happy?
I like that job.
Like, what the fuck?
I like that job a lot. And thank God, we don't have to be like, you know, I'm motivational.
No.
You know, like being like, you got, because, you know, we've talked about this before. Do they always feel motivational?
Well, that's the thing, is if you're a motivational speaker, everybody naturally has times where they don't feel as happy. They feel low.
I guess they can talk about that though.
I guess they can talk about their way through it.
Like they can like get low and then get high and then get low and then, and really
everybody gets high.
It's just an outlook, you know, on life, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just really an outlook on life. I
like that we get to be honest though. Like I get, no matter what our case is, we're allowed to just be fucking annoyed with our kids. We're allowed to be tired. We're allowed to not like the way we look. We're allowed to try and change the way we're allowed to be anything we are, because we just get to be us.
I could not hide
some deep dark secret,
right? He said that was actually an interview. Do you have any secrets? I'm like, I mean,
of course we do.
Probably someone's got a secret on me, but probably I don't care. Probably, probably go for it. Probably, but like not much. You know what the funny thing is, Newtly?
Tell me, Newtly.
When you aren't okay, follow me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
When you. Okay, so I listened to this podcast. I went for a run and I listened to this podcast, okay? And I was fascinated with it was two men, the way they were talking about the way they handle their life. Mm-hmm. And it was super interesting to me, the way they were talking about how they handle their life, that came across very entitled and like better than, even though I know they weren't trying to do that, they were trying to help people, but it was like they were going back and forth how they handle their lives, like, and what people should be looking for in their life, and why maybe at this time in COVID, we're seeing a different perspective on people and a different way of living, because ultimately right now you can't be perfect because you don't have hair salons. Like, there's physically, you cannot. I mean, maybe people can because they're naturally that way, but like, you know, physically, you kind of have to let everything go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we should be focusing on, and blah, 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 blah. So they're talking about how fear gets in the way of most of what we do in life. So, like, you're afraid of people's opinion. You're afraid of the way you're afraid of, like, you won't start something because you're fearful of the failure.
Okay.
And I was kind of like, I think that it's, for men, that might be the perspective.
Okay.
But for women, we have maybe not only that, but we have to get over, like, the, I'm going to say this. I think women work twice as hard as men do for a daily task because of the barriers that are put in our way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, what do you mean? I mean that we've traveled all over North America and we still see women, successful women who could afford nannies and like all those things, mm-hmm. who still do double the load than that men mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. And not because of any reason other than it's just how it works.
Yeah, it's how it works. And I can't help it. Like, you know, there is just something innate that a woman is born with. Like, I really think that she just is more naturally more nurturing, and there are exceptions to the rule. But we were just, you know, during COVID too, just watching so many boys and girls play and how they play. And it's just, we're just different. We're wired different.
So my husband, yesterday we were talking about the house and how much we paid for the house, and I didn't know the exact number, okay? Because it went back and forth, it was a negotiation, and everyone's like, oh my God, Kat. I'm like, okay. I'm like, fair. You know what? Maybe I should know the total number, but let me tell, I said to my husband, what are the teachers' names? Would name me every teacher's name. Name me every friend they have. Name me all, like, I went through all that is in my brain, and I was like, so you have to know what you knew one number at a time. I have to know all these things in my head all fucking day.
He would probably argue that there's a lot of numbers and things that you are not aware of. So you track some things, but he tracks other things.
I'm not saying it's potato, potato. I'm saying one is human life and one is something you could, like, you don't have. So, you know, we divide things. Like, he's actually a great partner. I cannot complain. I just think the load of what we carry is very different. I just mm-hmm. do. And I think that when we listen to people be like, stop, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. It, like, and just, and your fears and your weight, I think there's so much more than just fear in people's way is my point. Like, so entrepreneurs, I don't believe that it's just fear. Like, I think that many women aren't afraid to start something. I think that many women are like, holy shit, I don't have a minute to sit down. How am I going to start something? You know what I mean? And like, I think that they're like, I want to start something, but I got to feed these three children that are looking at me.
And I
want
to start something, but I don't know if I have the capacity to take care of my home, my partner, my children, yes. everything, my children, those are all humans, and then still be able to put enough energy into this thing that I love. So it's not that I don't want to do it. It's not yes. that I'm not passionate about it.
And yeah. then I think we beat it into people that they're like, that they're just not motivated. Like they're like, just if you wanted it, you would do it. And I'm like, you know, part of me believes that. Part of me is like, yes, I understand that concept. But then part of me is like, but there's so much stuff on top of that plate that people don't talk about, that it's not just this fear, like this insecurity. It's actual minutia of life that women carry. And, you know, both of our, okay, equal playing fields right now. Mm-hmm. Who does the load fall mostly on? You're both at home. Mm-hmm. You both have full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. You're both bringing in a salary. Mm-hmm. Who does it fall on? Mm-hmm. Women.
Yeah.
Like, no, if they have a call and we have a call with the kids in our rooms.
Oh, yeah. No, and you know what? And the way that we've designed our life is that if a kid comes in and interrupts during one of our conference calls or our interview with a magazine, or even if we're doing a national television show, if a kid were to walk in, we would not be mad. We would not ruin the interview. We would just be like, this is our life and that's the way it's got to be. Whereas it's like when the husband is on like on a presentation, like, nope, like it would be terrible if a child were to interrupt.
Fucked up. You know what I mean? So I just...
And I'm thinking about the guys that did that podcast. I know who they are. And I just think to myself, like, you have the luxury of just thinking it's that because someone else is taking care of everything else.
Yes. the guys who did the... Yes. And it was a very masculine, like, way of thinking. And I was just
and
like...
And they can't help it.
No, they can't.
Do you know
and
what
it's
I mean?
Not their, no, I'm not faulting
no,
them.
No, I know.
I'm just saying I think that, you know, very few women... who are leaders in business talk, like, I think that we perpetuate and we put women down by somehow if they can't do it, it's because they're not motivated. Mm. I don't believe that. I believe that there's so many barriers in our way that you can't just move because they're called your children mm-hmm. or your life, that it's like often... No, I don't know how many men are like, okay, I'm gonna do this, take care of this house so you can go focus on your venture. I would like to know the percentage of people, because I will tell you, when we started, there was not like, you go pursue your dreams.
I would have to say that probably the majority of that situation would be that he does not have
a job.
He does not have a job, so he's gonna stay home. So he's like, go, I want to support this. Or he doesn't, he's like, I support you, but she has to go find the full-time nanny. arrange for the kids, right?
Yeah. Or do it full time and then work at nighttime. And, you know, in our mastermind recently, someone was like, it's like 10 o'clock and I just don't have the, like, what do I do when I don't feel like doing it? And I was like, mental health wise, I tell you not to do it. But entrepreneur wise, I tell you got to suck it up and do it. And that's what people underestimate in women is that we, when I say we have to work twice as hard to get where we want to go, it's because we have to work twice as hard managing life on the side as we're working full time. And I was talking to the Lean Squad, Phil.
Yep.
And I said, he's like, how are you liking? I'm like, you need to make your increments longer because I am interrupted 17 times. So I miss a whole exercise because I'm trying to work out with three children and a dog and doing schoolwork and working. And I go, so make the increments 50 seconds so that at least I can do half of it while I go and get someone water because I have to wipe an ass because, you know, I can't let her sit there with her shitty ass on a toilet. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, make them longer because women are interrupted probably 7 times while you're not. You know what I mean? I think that if you're sitting there as someone who is trying to work and you're just like, you know, it's not that there's something wrong with you or you're fearful or you're unmotivated or you're not successful. I just believe it's because no one acknowledges how hard we have to work in order to get to a place that is, imagine we were men right now and this was our business idea.
We'd have an office and we'd go to the office every day.
We would probably have made 3 times the amount that we have made, but we often pick parenting first because that's just what we do.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's just super, it's super interesting.
We always make decisions. We think about our family first and then we decide.
And I kind of wanted to email, you know, who, or like I wanted to text them, like, you know, I really enjoy your insight, but you're hitting one demographic. And, you know, when you say just like,
I feel like a lot of his fans are either men or younger single women who don't have children yet.
Okay.
I don't know. It just seems like that. That's what it seems like the people that he's always like with. It never seems like a...
And a lot of the motivational speakers also make you feel like there's something you need to overcome internally. But I'm beginning to say, like, maybe it's not... Maybe you're perfect on the inside. And when them telling you you need to overcome it to become happy...
You're searching for something and you can't find it. And you're so frustrated. You can't find that thing.
And I'm like, maybe happiness isn't a thing. Maybe it's like daily, like... Today was a great, like yesterday was a great day. 3 days ago was a shitty day. Doesn't mean I'm not over, like, I'm just really questioning these things that people are throwing out there. And I'm like, I wonder how many motivational people are like, you know, everyone's like, your childhood has baggage and you got to get over. What if we don't?
And what if we don't? And all that quote unquote baggage is actually what's making us resilient. So we don't need to, like, it's actually a gift. The past baggage is a gift.
Yeah, because you are who you are because of your past. Rather than it being like baggage, it's actually...
Fire.
Light your ass on fire.
I don't need to go back and deal with my shit. My shit's getting me, it's pushing me to do it myself.
It's like a mental switch. I feel like there's not a lot for women. And I feel like the women who... That one person who texted us, he was like, I'm so over that one person just because I laughed. Because she is that demographic.
Yes.
And I can't, I like.
But for years, she listened to her and she's like, now I'm kind of seeing through it and I'm done. It doesn't speak to me anymore. I can see through.
What do you think she saw through?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Because can motivational speakers be pure intentions if they're making money off the people they're trying to motivate? That's a good question,
right?
I mean,
right? I'd say yes.
Really?
Yes.
Are you just saying yes to be politically correct?
No. I think that they can, they're helping a lot of people. Of course, if they're going to take their time to help people, they need to make money doing so. I mean,
fair.
Like a therapist's intentions, they became a therapist, probably not just for the money.
But
they wanted to help people.
Yeah.
So same shit, different pile.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not into it. I have my own self-help inside my brain.
What does it say to you?
It says,
come on, Nat.
It says, you're fine. Everything's fucking fine.
Right. It's your mom.
Get your fucking shit together. Shit together and stop complaining. Pussy.
Get your shit together and you don't complain.
There's no time for this.
You're not a big complainer.
No, there's no time for this.
For what?
Like, there's no time for your ish.
Move forward. There is no time for your ish.
Don't look back, look forward. My mom was laughing because I had to go do that thing.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, God, she's so funny. Oh, God. Damn it, are they going to sit and make you go through your childhood? And I go, no!
Oh, right.
Mom, I don't want to talk about my childhood. Seems just great.
I don't remember my childhood.
Yeah, so who fucking cares? A lot of people don't remember. So why do we have to talk about it?
Okay. Oh, fuck. You know, then I was thinking, if the most important years are those before 5, but you don't remember them, well, how fucked up is that? And how do they know they're the most important if no one remembers them?
I know, right?
That's fucked.
Well, I guess maybe they went back and they saw kids who had a horrible first 5 years in history, and they see that maybe they're fucked up because they didn't have a sense of belonging and a sense of safety in those first 5 years.
I do believe they shaped the world that they don't.
But I do think that they can be rehabilitated. Not through, like, I think they can just, because, I mean, think about all these, so many of these successful people had terrible upbringings with parents who weren't there, and they had to figure it out on their own. They had to take care of their siblings because the parents weren't there, and they became successful.
Question for you.
Anything's possible.
Do you... I believe that the parenting is more important in relationships than in your, like, than your romantic relationships, than in your individual, the way you move through life. Because when you move through life, you can be someone for a short amount of time. So you know how to socially cue yourself to be like,
start again.
Okay. So if your parents
yes.
are kind of messed up.
Yes.
And communicate poorly
yes.
and have given you kind of like, you know, an if, not even iffy, just... Okay.
Not perfect.
So as an adult,
yes,
you can mirror the way people act. You can show up at work and you can be, because I think a lot of people act, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people go to work and they know how to mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. like that person. Mm-hmm. And then they go home to their spouse.
Yes.
And they really are who they are.
Yes.
Which is full of issues.
Yes.
Right? So it's interesting that your parenting game actually impacts their spouse more than anybody else in the whole entire world, because they have to live with that person every day. Mm-hmm. For the rest of their lives. So when you have to communicate and partner with that person all the time,
yeah.
their parents have taught them how to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell my kids, watch the relationship with the parents, your partner's parents.
Oh, like when your kid is getting into a relationship.
Yeah. Watch them. Watch them.
The only thing is there are examples of parents who do not communicate well and have produced children
who have to learn how to communicate well,
but are still worth marrying.
Yes, but a lot of habits die hard, and you have to really
just be prepared for those habits that you're gonna have to deal with them.
Yes,
yeah,
because
totally.
I would say the biggest parenting win you can do is teach your kids how to communicate and teach them how to like actually have a conversation about what they're thinking and feeling, because most people go to silence. Right? It's like a passive-aggressive tool where they go to silence and they shut people out silence.
The only problem is in a lot of cases, your future partner's parents will put on a show for you.
True.
Okay? You need to spend a lot of time with these people to see who they really are. And you may not have time for that.
It's actually really true. You might just want a shotgun wedding. I mean, you don't even want to get married. You might just want to take that sperm and run. You know what I mean? Fucking just, yeah. I'm just saying, I think that if there was one skill if I was to do a favor to my children's future partner,
yeah,
it would be.
Spend time with your in-laws.
And how to I will teach them what they're feeling so they don't, you know, they don't implode over a relationship.
I know a situation.
Yeah.
Where the girl, she met her in-laws. Everything was perfect. They seemed like they were really great. And over the years saw all the flaws.
Oh.
Okay. And now her future sister-in-law.
Yes.
Sees it the way that she saw it, that everything is amazing.
Oh, right? No.
But she can't tell her future sister-in-law.
Really? SOS, girl. SOS.
She drops hints to her, but she has no idea.
That's sneaky. You know what? It's a slippery web. I do want to say one thing about silence. If you ice people out and don't tell them what's wrong, it is a major master manipulation tool that fucks with people's brains, because you could be pissed about something that's not even related to them, but they're going to personalize it, because if you're not communicating with them and you just become a dickbag overnight for no reason, they're going to constantly live in this place, especially your children. Do not ice them out and do not be inconsistently like moody with them.
Because think about it. If you're icing, it's a problem that you are having, but then look at this cutie. But then that person who's being iced is going to internalize that and wonder what they did so wrong, and they're never going to get the answer.
And feel really unsafe.
Yes.
So every time you go, you know, silence and ignoring, I think, is one of the most harmful and damaging things in any relationship, because you put in this thing where it's like, I'm not safe. I don't trust this person. I feel like you make them feel very unsafe. Mm-hmm. And I think when you do it to your children, it's like you constantly put them in a place of like, red alert, red alert, red alert. Even if it has nothing to do with them.
Yep.
If you're moody and you're like, it's confusing. And how are they to know what they did?
Yep.
You know? So if there's one thing that you can work on, don't ice people out. Use your words. Use your words and say,
"She's a cute little munchkin. Let's kidnap her."
Stop it.
No, because it'd be fun to play with her.
Stop
all day
it.
She's so cute.
Stop it. You cannot kidnap children.
Can you imagine how excited he would be to have a day off?
Right.
From his kid.
I mean, just by two crazy ladies.
Yeah. It would be so cute. We could play with her. All the kids would play with her. She's so cute.
Right. Until she cries and then she shits her pants.
If she shits her pants, we're calling
and then she needs a nap. She needs a nap every 2 hours. You know what I mean? Like, it's all fun and games.
Fine. We'll take her for 20 minutes.
Yeah. They're cute walking and then they're like moody and then they throw food.
She was already a bit moody with her dad there.
Yeah. fucking children are, you know what? Yeah, adults don't have time to be moody because children are moody. You know what I mean?
Honey, it's so funny when you think about tiny little people that are moody and how they can, their behavior can so affect that grown man right there.
Yeah.
And it can really irk him that she's acting
because
so shitty.
Because she's not doing what he wants. Mm-hmm. So he's like, and she's like, don't touch me. I mean, they're really, really baby.
I'm glad that's over, huh?
You just wanted that one all day. And now you're like, now I'm over that.
Well, I can't wait for my brother to have a baby.
And then you can give it back.
Yeah, and I don't mind changing someone else's shitty diapers for like a day.
Oh, no, me neither.
Yeah.
Although it makes me gag. Someone else's shit makes me gag.
Yeah.
Remember when I had to wipe an ass on a play date? And I was like, we are not doing play dates anymore.
Oh, my God. That is so terrible.
I'm not wiping an ass. I'm not doing this. Oh, I am not wiping your child's ass that I don't really
and
know.
And it was a boy, right?
No, it was a... I've done a few, but I'm like, nope. Nope. Can you wipe? Pardon? You can't come on a play date if you can't wipe your own ass. That's my rule. That is a hard rule.
So I totally forgot about that. That's horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
I've never wiped someone else's ass.
Even you taught TJ when he slept over at my house how to wipe his ass when he was four. Remember you went like on Operation Wipe Your Ass so I didn't have to do it because you knew how like...
Operation Wipe Your Ass.
Yeah, like, you know, Chloe doesn't even wipe her own ass. I need to like... And she's clean. Like, I need to get her to start doing that. I don't know why she doesn't do it. Why?
I mean, it's the same reason TJ's a tiny baby. Listen,
she's
don't know.
She's five. No, wipe your ass. Okay, it is starting today. No. I am not. I'm done. You know what? This is over.
Because she goes to school.
Yeah, this is... I'm not wiping your ass.
What does she do if she shits at school? Oh, she holds it.
I mean, we really haven't been in school. We've had strikes and we've had... I mean, really, school's been up in the air right now. So, actually, you know what COVID's going to happen? Wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass. Because then COVID, wipe your ass.
Mission. Yeah.
COVID, wipe your ass.
You know what? Fuck that.
Everybody should
done.
Pick one mission for COVID with their children.
Wipe your ass.
Our kids are starting to make their own money.
Pay the rent. Yeah, you know what? Pay the fucking mortgage is what your job is. Yeah. You know, the only thing is, they're closed in there with bleach.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
And like a lot of bleach.
Bleach, I know.
Probably a bad idea,
girls.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
All right.
And also, if they're going to use that as their studio, they should probably pay rent.
Natalie, dye our merch and we will charge you a little bit less. Hey. Mama's got to make a buck off your hard-earned work,
nobody's
baby.
Nobody's going to give it to you for free, baby.
I wonder what the hell. It's going to be interesting because we have hundreds and like we're up to like thousands of hoodies. Mm-hmm. Kind of fucked.
Orders, yeah.
Yeah, what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, they're going to have to work really hard, and they're going to have to hire Teddy to work for them.
Hire the neighborhood.
Yeah.
PPE and work.
And also, when a size is sold out.
When the size
We change styles.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh, by the way, so yeah, Lindsay, remember when we called her during Facebook Live? She's like, I didn't have my phone. Sorry, should I text her you're fired? And apparently Sam did the Facebook Live captioning because Lindsay wasn't on it. Maybe because Lindsay thought it was a holiday.
I mean, it's never, mental note,
no
it's
holidays.
Never, you got replaced today, Lindsay. I joke.
God, we always put Lindsay through the ringer when she can take it.
You know what? It means we like you. If we're firing you and all that shit, you're, you know what, Lex, you're fired too. like, is there like a podcast? Yes, there is. Never mind. Where we could listen to like the dating stories. That's what you need.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna get into.
You know, like dating, like
I, but I want like I don't want cute stuff.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Like Tinder fails.
Yes. Because you know,
We're supposed to. I want confessions written too. Send them in.
These are my confessions.
On Friday, we'll do those again.
Yes, guys, write in your COVID confessions. Have they been coming in?
I have. I don't know where they are. I have to find them.
Okay, well, let's do it. Let's also do an Instagram story for her because I need these. Because people gave, like, the first time we asked, they had amazing things.
I know.
We need more. We know this is going on, especially after we talked to those single girls on the podcast.
I know. We need to do that again. Tell me, what are you eating today?
I was just thinking about food.
Yeah, what are you going to eat?
You know, there's a lot to think about when it comes to what you're going to eat. Because, you know, you only get to eat, well, I mean, you can eat all day, but like if you're going to have meals, you only have a certain amount of meals a day.
Right.
That would be appropriate. Like,
Totally. Yeah. So what are you thinking?
So, well, there's one restaurant that I've been meaning, I'm like, I'm going to order from here one day, but I keep putting it off.
Is it the one way?
No.
Which one?
Oh, that's, what? Can we go get that?
I know. Just leave all these people and go get it. Is it open today? It's probably closed. It's a holiday.
Oh, fuck. You're right. I don't know. What are you eating, Steph?
I'm over food. I told you this. I'm over, like, the whole, like,
You know what I want?
What?
You know bun? Bao buns?
Bao buns.
Oh, they're so soft.
I'm not into them like you.
Oh, I love them. They're like two bites. You know, because you like bread. That's why. You like bread. And a bao bun is, it's like replaces bread. I don't know what it's made of, but it's just,
get a bao bun.
Okay.
Is it like gnocchi?
No.
Do you like gnocchi?
No.
Okay.
I don't like dense shit. What is a bao bun? What is a bao bun made of?
How do you spell bao?
Bao. B-A-O.
Bun. B-A-O?
Yeah, bao.
Wow.
Bao bun made of.
It's fun to say.
Bao bun.
I'm sure I'd like a veggie bao bun.
That's the one I want.
Oh, because the one
it's
we
an
got.
Eggplant.
When we got it.
Chicken? You don't like eggplant?
I don't like fried.
Look at this little bao bun. Okay, steamed bao buns. They're made, they're Chinese bread rolls, and they're made from flour, castor sugar, yeast, milk, rice vinegar, baking powder, and sunflower oil.
Delicious. Okay.
So you want to see where I have a cart?
Yeah. I do want to see where you have a cart. She's going to show me
her
cart.
I hope I haven't emptied it.
Oh, I hope
you. Oh, no. Here it is. Look at this.
Okay. Let's see what she's in. What's in her cart.
Let me show you what this looks like.
Udon.
Have you ever had that from Casamoto?
No.
It's vegetarian. They're edamame, broccoli tempura, spicy tuna roll, vegetable fried rice, eggplant bun, and fuyu slaw. Look at this.
Oh, you are going to shit your pants. Now how many points is this on like WW? But the good thing is you only have little bits. You could have all of this on WW and then...
And just share.
Oh, that looks good.
Shisho pickled daikon, carrots, and chili oil.
That looks good. Are you ordering that? Is it available today?
Should I do that for dinner? My kids will be like, I don't want this. Well, Taylor will be like, I want this.
I mean, I'll eat it with you. Just put a picnic in the backyard.
Okay.
Fuck everybody. You know, we've done enough. You know what? I've put enough time in.
Yeah. No, you guys are done. Yeah. That's the thing is, I hate making them lunch. I don't mind dinner. I hate lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate breakfast.
I don't do breakfast.
I hate breakfast. I actually hate lunch, too. There's not many options for lunch. I'm just like...
It's closed on Monday.
Oh.
It opens on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, God, you
Is
got me...
Is anybody open today?
You now got me thirsty for bao buns. I don't even like bao buns. You know what I mean?
There's so much fried chicken on Uber, like on Eats. Do you ever eat fried chicken?
I don't eat fried chicken.
Can I ask you, when you were little, did your parents ever order KFC?
I loved KFC.
Oh my God, me too. How is that just like out of the realm now? Like people obviously still order it.
It just makes me want to gag.
But like people must eat it. But I mean, as a child, it was like a go-to.
Right.
And now nobody I know eats it.
Yeah, because remember there was that rumor it was fried rats too?
Fuck.
That's when I got off of it.
Just like Mandarin had fried cats.
Ew! I actually went to Mandarin once and there was cockroaches all over the buffet.
Well, that's gross because I like Mandarin.
Sorry. I'm gonna barf now. Literally Okay, I'm gonna barf.
I feel like that was a dream. That never happened.
Swear to God.
What did you do?
I was like, I'm out.
And you
I just sat down. No, I just sat down. I was a kid. I remember watching. I was like this. Oh my
What did your parents say?
I was with a friend, so I didn't say anything. I was polite. You know what I mean?
What friend took you to Mandarin?
I had lots of friends.
That ain't cheap.
You better. Oh, I've done 1 minute of exercise today.
Oh, gosh.
One firm minute.
Let's see what I've done. How many steps?
Not many. I mean, dude, I woke up late.
Dude, I woke up at 10.
1,043.
That's good. Only 506.
Okay, it's time to go.
All right.
You know what?
What are we going
to eat? Subscribe to this podcast and leave a nice comment because it means a lot to us. And when I read those comments, I feel good about myself. And in this time, it takes extra time to write a comment. And not everyone does it because they have to end and then go do the thing and subscribe.
It would be really thoughtful to us.
Would be, because, you know, it's what we do.
Okay, our kids, okay, thank God. They keep closing and opening the garage, so they feel like
they're
going to
faint.
Should
we go check and see what's happening?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, guys, we love you.
Bye, Bao Bun.
We will chat soon. And make sure to subscribe, and you can come to everything at catnat.ca to see all the shenanigans that are going on. I hope this made sense today.
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
Lots of things.
So many things.